So this time round, we will do a slight adjustment. That means we will complete all the three parameter before we write our contemplation diary. Okay? We will do complete 7, 8, and 9. After that, I will give you some time to write your diary. All right? Okay. So let's get ourselves ready. And always remember, contemplation should be happy, should be relaxed. And you are knowing that you are doing a very important thing to find out which life system you need to be upgraded, which parameter, which questions you are checking so that you can upgrade your own life system. All right. So just be happy and feel great about your own self because you really want to upgrade your life system. Okay, so same thing, do an adjustment on our own self, get our contemplation posture ready. So you can gently close your eye and then check your eyes. Is it too tight? Then release, relax a bit. Check your face, your teeth, your mouth. The best thing is to put a small Mona Lisa smile that will really help you to relax your face and your mouth and your teeth. Check your chin should be level with the floor. You can gently roll back your shoulder blades, open up your chest, straighten up your back. Then you can park your hand on your leg or on your thigh. Palm can be facing up and down. Do the last adjustment. After that, you can try to focus on your breath. First exhale and then follow by inhale. Just calm down your mind and make yourself more focused and get yourself to prepare for your contemplation of the parameter. All right, now we will move into the number 7 parameter. Does the life system say about an ethical consistency to think? Does the universe have any built-in justice? Why does it seem to be that good people often have tragic things happen to them? Like life-threatening cancer, business bankruptcy, and unexpected loss of a loved one. some people do immoral things such as tax evasions, but they are powerful and wealthy. Do I believe that there is any built-in justice in the universe? Do I believe that the way we treat others has an impact on ourselves? Do I believe that what I give will be what I get? Based on the above questions, check whether your beliefs are consistent with your actions. Now, we will move into the number 8 parameter. What does our life system say about our world prospect for complete future happiness and peace? Is it even possible? I believe that my inner peace affect my outer world? Why do I see people around me being disharmonious? How can we overcome our culture differences and find together a common ground to contribute to world peace? Do I believe that I can, on my own, create world peace and eliminate suffering in the world? Based on the question above, check whether your belief is consistent with your actions. Now we will move into the number 9 parameter. Why am I alive? Why am I supposed to do here? if the darkness that stretches out before the light of now has brought me here onto this planet, into my family, and into this very contemplation sessions, does this help me to think I may have a higher purpose that I may not be seeing yet? Do I believe I only have this silver of lights to find meaning in this life? Am I impacting the future I'm working towards right now? With my thoughts, my words, my actions about the meaning and missions of life. Do I really know why I am alive? Based on the question above, check whether your beliefs are consistent with your actions. Okay, three long exhale. When you're done, you can open your eye and back to the swing. You can do a stretching and then start your diary on what you have found just now during the contemplations.